Remember the super committee? Remember the how there were incentives in place, or disincentives, I should say, to make them make a deal that if they didn't find some kind of arrangement, that there would be big cuts to the programs that Republicans and Democrats like most? Well, forget about that. Listen here to Paul Ryan, Republican chairman of the Budget Committee.
We shouldn't be defining success as how many people we have on these benefit programs. We should be defining success as to how many people we are graduating from these benefit programs into lives of self-sufficiency, into jobs. That's the American idea.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with us. So, Todd, that may sound like just empty political rhetoric, but that's really Paul Ryan backing out of the super committee deal, right?
Well, that's Paul Ryan and the House Republican Conference explaining how they're doing it. Celeste, you explained pretty well why this thing called the sequester enforcement mechanisms was set up. Almost as immediately after the Budget Control Act was passed, Republicans went to work trying to undo part of that enforcement mechanism that they didn't like, particularly the defense cuts. They've also hit it on the spending side. Well, yesterday, last evening, in fact, the House Republicans passed a resolution that does exactly what you just said. There's about $55 billion in defense cuts that go into effect in January because Congress failed in the super committee. They voted to replace those cuts, those defense cuts, but what are they replacing them with? Cuts to food stamps, cuts to a thing called the Community Services Block Grant, which goes to states for services for the poor, transportation funds for disabled people, for the elderly and the like, and some other programs as well. And the point here is not so much that they've decided to cut domestic spending more to pay for defense cuts so that the Pentagon's not touched, but that there's something that's not on the table here. Zero tax increases, and that's the fight. This bill is going nowhere in the Senate, but the point is, Celeste, there is a storm coming in the lame duck, and they're going to fight this out, and this is a thunderclap. There is a major, major fight coming after the election in Congress.
Okay, well, Todd, we have about a minute left, and since we're talking about money, we got to touch on the fundraiser at the home of actor George Clooney last night. About exactly how much were people willing to pay to dine with Clooney and the president?
$400,000 a pop. This was expected to raise about $15 million for the Obama campaign, $8 million from the rich folks who were there, and $7 million from a raffle, Celeste, that they held so that you could go to a fancy fundraiser, have dinner with the president.
And so we'll see more of these because it was so successful? Yes?
Well, depends on how Hollywood responds. The president is known for high-ticket fundraisers because of his friends in Hollywood who like to hold them. They don't have any others announced, but there is a big fundraiser announced next week with some of the president's bundlers, some of whom are high-profile gay bundlers, on the heels of this week's announcement on gay marriage.
Okay, thanks. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent.